This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Thursday edition of Sue's News coming up. I have tickets to go see Kilmeade on March 22nd at the Factory to give away. We have Paul Morrow coming up in the next hour. I got Jennings coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll talk real estate with Neil Gelman as well. But let's talk a little bit more about Elon Musk with Dennis Neal. He's a former Fox Business and CNBC anchor, current host of What's Bugging Me podcast. But he's written a book about Elon called The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. Very well timed. Dennis Neal, how are you? Well, I can't hear him. Dennis, are you there? Well, it's a fascinating topic. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people on the left that are a little worked up about Elon Musk. They keep calling him President Musk. But the other thing that's interesting, and we're going to get into his leadership qualities and all that, that they keep trying to allude to the fact that he's doing this, you know, to somehow profit off of this Doge effort.
Yeah.
Why? How could that even be possible? I think the guy's profited quite enough, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's one of the more stupid arguments against him. I see all these Democrats, you know, they're just chasing their tails. They have no idea where to even begin to oppose. They can't even agree on what to oppose. And so now they've decided to agree on opposing Elon Musk. He's the new public enemy number one. He's worse than Trump. President Trump must be so happy to see this because Elon is the sharp tip, as I say, of Trump's spear. And man, is he using it to pierce all kinds of armor and egos. But you're right. They keep talking about he's getting access to people's data. He's going to steal from them when the guy's worth $400 billion and he's got a company, Tesla, that he thinks could itself be worth trillions of dollars in the future. And money is not his goal here. In fact, power is not his goal here. I truly think this adopted American, Mark, cares about our country, loves our country, respects the First Amendment, really felt like we were in danger as a country, and he stepped in. And man, we are lucky he did.
Boy, I could not agree with you more. I know, Dennis, that a majority of my listeners would agree with that as well. And it's really quite something. And, you know, I think that a lot of us were in a situation where decades ago, we were hoping for something along these lines where someone could expose some of the spending. And I've said, you know, this week and last week that maybe, and we've already seen evidence that some of this that was peeled back may have gone to more legitimate causes. So they've reinstituted the funding. But the stuff that's being exposed right now by Elon Musk, and he had a great, I'm sure you probably saw it on Tuesday, great moment in the Oval Office with his son and President Trump sort of explaining this. The other thing is they claim that it's not transparent. Good Lord, he keeps answering questions.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, my gosh, this press was kept in a closet and offered a warm cup of water for 4 years by Biden, who turned away from them and walked away. And now we have a president who's sitting there multitasking, signing new executive orders right when he's also at the same time taking reporters. No notes, no people, you know, gagging him and stopping from saying the wrong thing. And then he's got Elon in there. And, you know, the Democrats and the media are working so hard to make Trump feel jealous and feel threatened. And I think first term Trump would have fallen into that trap.
You might be right.
This second term Trump, he feels more loved now. He feels more secure, and he knows what he's doing. And they had a lot of this stuff planned. And my gosh, I cannot believe how it's going. You know, Mark, Lesson 11 quotes Elon. It says, and that's the 11th chapter of the book, it says, you know, in life, a lot of times, the most likely outcome is the most ironic one. That is the most opposite of what you expected to happen, or the most entertaining outcome. And sure enough, my gosh, since Trump got elected, have we been having incredibly entertaining outcomes, the opposite of all that was supposed to happen? All the people, all of the agents, all of the dark forces trying to stop Donald Trump from running for president, from getting elected, from living. And they all instead ended up helping him get elected. Their own efforts made the opposite outcome happen.
And isn't that amazing?
An Elon belief.
You know, and then, you know, even in a situation like this, there's such, I don't understand, these are 80-20 issues we've talked about a lot. A lot of these things that are going on, the majority of the American people want, and it's shown in the polling. You can hear the folks on CNN, MSNBC, they're shocked because they think that, you know, they're 20%, the progressives represent the entire country when the opposite is true. And they can't stand the fact that the polling shows, most Americans, go figure, don't want people here who cross the border illegally.
Yeah, call me crazy. And even legal immigrants here don't want illegals to be allowed to just come in here and sleep in luxury hotels in Manhattan near me in Brooklyn, which is exactly what really does happen. That's not just a headline. And the other thing is, how did Trump, with Elon's help, managed to push Democrats into publicly embracing and defending really stupid, damaging policies, defending letting men beat up on women and women's sports, defending letting bureaucracy spend like crazy without any accountability and reliability. It's incredible that the Democrats have come out in favor of such unwise stances.
Well, and I support that, because let them keep going down that track. The book is called The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk, and our guest is Dennis Neal. Let's talk about Elon just a little bit. You know, most of these real wealthy guys, I remember I was down in the Bahamas, I think it was, at one point, and I saw Steve Jobs' big yacht, which was just outrageously huge, and you know, it looked like some sort of Apple computer. But Elon doesn't do that stuff, right, with the big yachts and everything.
He really doesn't have time for it. And then he made this vow, I think it was around 2021, right? He said, I'm just going to get rid of most all worldly possessions. He sells off $120 million worth of homes, you know, including one that had been lived in by Gene Wilder. He arranged for a nephew of Gene Wilder to be able to buy the house and even help them finance it, which I thought was kind of touching, you know.
Wow.
And supposedly when he goes to Texas to Boca Chica for those SpaceX launches, which are said to be truly awesome and almost scary, that thing is so huge, you're launching something taller than the Statue of Liberty into space. And when he goes there, he stays in supposedly this $40,000 little tiny casita foldable house that SpaceX bought from the company, and he stays there, although he does live in the lap of luxury. I mean, look how long he was staying around Mar-a-Lago. I imagine Trump was wondering if he ever was going to get him out of there.
Did you ever consider calling the book The Leadership Genius of Harry Balls, by any chance?
There you go. I saw he was doing that today. I cannot believe that a 19-year-old programmer got all of the media to be saying over and over again, yeah, big balls, big balls, big balls, and then now they've moved. It must be a Democrat strategy, Mark, because now they're calling Elon a dick.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. You see an anchor say to this guy, Rep. Garcia of California, do you think it's a good strategy to call him a dick? Yes, well, he is a dick. So they're moving right on from the balls. There's a synergy there.
Yeah, and for those people who missed it, on Tuesday, you had, for a short time, Elon had changed his handle on Twitter. It was Harry B-O-L-Z. So he was trolling.
It's still going on today.
Yeah, well, he had taken it down. I didn't know that it came back up. But, you know, he was trolling the crap out of him, right?
Yeah, there is an inner seventh grader to Elon Musk. He is uninhibited and willing to be juvenile. You know, I have two lessons, lesson three and lesson four. Lesson three says the highest nail gets pounded down, so strap on a helmet rather than, you know, shrinking from it. Strap on a helmet. Lesson four, and he does this with alacrity. Lesson four says, tease your critics and torture your enemies. And man, this guy's just letting loose, and it's really fun to watch.
It really is. Now, I don't want to gloss over one, you referred to it, but one of the most important parts of all this outside of Doge is the freedom of speech issue, because what we learned in particular about the last 4 years, going back to the pandemic, some of the things that happened on Facebook are outrageous. And, you know, obviously when some of this was exposed a few years ago, the left acted like it wasn't happening. So his role in just that area of allowing people in this, and I'm not crazy about some of the misinformation out there that people have, and, you know, there's conspiracy theorists, but I'm a bigger, less of a fan of spiking content and hiding it from the American people that's legitimate.
Exactly. Don't try to muzzle bad speech, hate speech. Flood it out, drown it out with more better speech. And that's the problem that we have with the Twitter files exposing rampant government censorship of thousands of conservative voices that millions of Americans had the right to hear. Blatantly unconstitutional. Lesson six says freedom of speech is everything. Stand up and be heard. And the partner lesson, though, Mark, unfortunately, is lesson seven on the media. They are, to hell with them. They are shameless shills. And so Elon has managed to simply circumvent them and go around them. And I think that the X platform was so pivotal to Donald Trump's election this time, not just because Elon endorsed him, pumped $250 million into his campaign, maybe rallied young men to like Trump. No, because that X platform was newly free, uncensored, and people got true debate, and they had a chance to see how wacky the government has gotten with a lot of this DEI and LGBTQ stuff. It went crazy. And now we're kind of coming back to almost normalcy. And that looks like a big lurch rightward, but that's just because everything had gone so vastly
It's a launch toward, as the president says in Elon Musk series, common sense. That's what it's a launch toward, right?
Exactly. And that's what it turns out to be. And this stuff, Since when has anyone been against cutting wasteful spending in government? My gosh, they just found out that the government spent something like $500 billion on contracts that ended long ago, some of them as long ago as 40 years ago, and were never reauthorized, but they just keep paying the money.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, but hopefully we're going to expose a lot of this and stop, even if we stop just a little bit of it. You know, they keep saying, no, this is 1%. I don't care if it's 0.001%. We have to stop a lot of it. Congratulations on the book. It's called The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. Dennis Neal, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Thank you. Have a glorious evening.
Thank you, Dennis. I think he was mistaken on what Elon has done with his handle, because I don't see the hairy reference up there right now. He took that down on Tuesday, but obviously a great, great subject. And I thought that I watched a little bit more, Sue. You know, we aired some of that with Elon in the White House on Tuesday, and then I saw a little bit more afterwards. And I can't imagine that, you know, they're being so honest and transparent with what they're doing, and that the complaints are the exact opposite, that he's some sort of unelected bureaucrat, blah, blah.
It makes no sense.
They're losing their absolute S over this right now, and it's kind of fun to watch, but it's also just crazy that you can't get behind wasteful spending. This is the point that a lot of the lefties are making. Well, this is just teenagers that are canceling spending that they don't like, or that 90% of the country doesn't like. How about that?
Well, exactly. And Brad brought up a good point yesterday, and he said, you know, part of what they're saying is no one elected Elon. Well, no one elected the people running USAID either, and they're doling out cash like it's nobody's business, and it's our money.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what we've discovered, and Carolyn Leavitt's addressed some of these questions, and the president has as well, there's some parts of USAID that, you know, they've determined some of the money should keep flowing. And that's fine.
Yes.
You want to look at this, and I don't know how you kind of take this line item, but let's face it, everywhere they're going to turn, they're going to uncover fraud and abuse. Let's just talk about Medicaid and Medicare abuse and probably Social Security as well. No one's trying to keep people from getting their Social Security checks or their benefits. We're trying to make sure there's enough money there in the long run. And if you have, you know, and I pointed this out, I think, a couple of days ago, they have uncovered $9 billion worth of fraud just in the CARES Act.
Right.
$9 billion.
Oh my gosh.
That's not some talk show host telling you that. The IRS actually has that on their website right now. And that was from March of last year. I'm guessing it's $12 billion by this time, right? Sue's News on a Thursday is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.